You have to think of it as, because Wolford is a fictional place, as a spur of the real Olympic torch relay. But the really fascinating thing is we will be having the real flame from Athens come to Wolford tonight.
Yes.
It will be the real Olympic torch flame that's with us.
So explain how it's... Because it's going to end up in Wandsworth tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
And talk us through the mechanics by which it will then end up... I mean, Wolford, as we know, is a fictional place, although some people would be shocked to find that out. Elstree, where it's filmed, is a real place. It used to be in Hertfordshire. Now we know it's at the very edge of North London. How does it get from Wandsworth, which is rather inconvenient, to the set of EastEnders so that Billy can run through Albert Square with it?
Well, I believe that every night that the flame has to be protected by the Met Police torchbearers. Mm-hmm. And I believe that there's somebody with that flame all the time, and they have things which are called spiders. So these are little flames. You may see them on the TV when the torch is being lit for the first runner of the day, perhaps. They're called these are called spiders, and they're carried around in little lanterns. And so the flame is kept going 24 hours a day. So as the torch finishes in the real world today, somebody from the Met team will come to Elstree with that flame ready for us to light a torch and pass on to Billy.
Gosh, and how will it work? I mean, can you explain? I mean, I'm sure most of my listeners who've been talking about Pindaric odes in classical Greek for most of the morning are also aficionados of EastEnders, but lest they might not be, can you just explain how is it intricately woven into the plot of EastEnders?
Well, when in the real world, people were invited to apply to be torchbearers. EastEnders had a storyline whereby a couple of characters did exactly that and applied to be torchbearers and part of the fantastic occasion. And Billy Mitchell was a man of the people. He was chosen to represent Wolford. So that's been going on for quite some time, well over a year or 18 months even. So the storylines are planned way, way in advance, and there's been plenty of time for that all to be woven into the story. So much time that just to coincide, because just having the complications of having the Olympic torch arrive in Wolford would be too easy. So they've had plenty of time to plan for Billy's granddaughter Lola to be pregnant and ready to give birth on the day of the Olympic torch run.
Oh, don't. No, and thrice no. Is she?
Well, it wouldn't be EastEnders without something going wrong, would it?